up, committed man? Anyways, I'm here. It's about lunchtime. It's Friday. They said the storms are rolling in. I don't know. I'm up here in Quitman, so I'm a little bit up north, and I'm just at the shop to have some lunch. Anyways, I just want to get on here a few minutes, and I just want to speak on don't get caught up in the drama. So I guess if you're on Facebook, you probably see it. You're probably seeing what's going on with, I don't know, the police and the sheriff and the schools and all this mess. So here I am getting caught up in all this garbage, right? Here I am, this person, that person, and I want to start commenting and saying something. And why? Why am I worried about what's going on over there? Why am I up in this business that, well, I would like to say, because I have a lot of friends that work for different ones, but I catch myself, man, and I'm like, why are you worried about what's going on Facebook? So during my fast, when we done the Daniel's Fast for church, I fasted Facebook. And guess what? The whole 21 days, I never had no Facebook drama. Never had to worry about it. So the Bible tells us in James chapter 4, verse 11, I'm going to read this because I wrote it down. It says, do not speak evil against one another. If you criticize and judge each other, then you are criticizing and judging God's law. That's James 4 and 11. So be very careful that when you're, and the Bible says to speak, but be very careful when you get involved in a Facebook drama or TikTok drama or Snapchat drama or drama period. I mean, is that what the Lord called us to do, was to get in there and just cause a bunch of division and a bunch of strife in between our brothers and our sisters? I don't think so. I know that's not what God wants us to do. So if you, and I had to really catch myself on this, you know, I'm like, Jason, you know better than to get caught up in the drama. Anyways, I just caught myself and I was like, man, I need to encourage somebody else. Don't get caught up in the drama. Move forward, keep strolling, whatever you need to do to get off the gas, you know, because that's for me, you know, I'm like, oh, that's my friends, that's my, you know, my wife working up there, you talking back, you know, it doesn't even matter. Is that going to better my relationship with God? Is it going to get me in closer to Jesus? Is it going to do me any type of good to get on there and speak my mind? No. No, it won't. So sometimes we just got to keep our mouth shut and move forward. Anyways, I love y'all. Remember, just stay away from the drama. Love y'all.